And now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
All right, we are on the road for Garage Sale Gloat, second of the year. It was almost a wash this week. It was calling for rain today all week, and then the last couple days it switched. Now, no rain today. It's a little overcast, but it's supposed to be partly sunny. What do you say? Up here with Johnny Bueno. Pickings are a little slim today. It seems like mostly neighborhood sales.
Yeah. We're going to have to work for it today. Not that we didn't drive around much last week, but there won't be as much stuff in between.
Beautiful looking estate sale. Like, dream estate sale stocked with comics.
There's two or three places that say that they're dream sales.
This one had the pictures, though, to prove
Yeah,
it.
There's a couple of them out there today. Should be good. The ones we do get to should be fun.
Well, this one, we're not going to get to it until it's picked through, because there's a bunch of idiots sitting there right now. We're going to check it out.
We're going to do a drive-by.
But, like, they were, they're handing out numbers to get in there. There's going to be people who've lined up since 6 in the morning. There's some, first off, we spotted a Golden Age, Wiz Comics, Captain Marvel comic, is sitting in a freezer bag with all the rest of the other comics. Some Logan's Run comics, which I would love to get my grubby paws on. But,
you and your filthy mitts.
And the whole house is mid-century. It's literally like the house I live in now. Like, it's got, the same furniture, the same fireplace. Everything in there, you can tell, was, bought in the 50s, like our house.
See, you'll have to, pot little house I used to live in by Frank Zappa now after.
Yeah, right.
Cut out, so.
But I'm looking at it because if I buy anything there that's furniture-wise, now they have a lot of, nice furniture that I'm not gonna, that's gonna be, and I know because we have the same furniture and I looked some of it up on eBay, we're not gonna be able to afford any, but I don't need big furniture. I need
ice trays.
Some 50s ice trays would be nice.
I bought one last year for a dime and.
Yeah, probably the kind with the
aluminum with the arm.
With the arm in the middle.
And
those are great.
Ice cubes are huge.
Yes, they're big old fat ice cubes.
You can't really fit them in all of your water bottles, unfortunately.
It's insanely satisfying to crack the ice out of it when you take it out of the freezer, and they'll last forever. But I'm looking for a wall clock, a 50s wall clock for our kitchen.
The alarm clock you got last week? How's that working out for
you? It's not an alarm clock.
Oh?
And when I started looking at it, I noticed it went from 1 to 10. And I'm like, what? It's a darkroom timer.
Oh.
It's for timing darkroom. And
you're going to have to edit that post now.
Well, no, I'm editing it right now.
Oh, there you go.
But I was wrong. That was not an alarm clock. It's really neat. It's worth $20-25. Some people have gotten $30-40 for ones that are still have their box and stuff.
I saw one of those peace love statues right after I.
They're $20.
Yeah, it's you know what? Maybe the next time I'll buy that for 50 cents.
Well, that's the thing is those used to be you could sell any of those.
Yeah.
For $5 to $10.
Yeah.
And if you put a pile of them in a box, you could get $60-70.
Right.
Nowadays, it seems like it's only a few, the piece one that I got is probably $20.
Yep, it is.
But the ones that they really want are the Goodbye Cruel World one with the guy flushing himself down the toilet.
Sure.
And the one with the guy sitting under the tree with the bird with its ass over his head saying, go ahead, everybody else does. And that one in Goodbye Cruel World could get $60 for those.
I had one a couple of years ago I ended up selling. It was like almost, I'm not sure if it was like, it looked like one of those, but it was ceramic.
Yeah.
And it had like an old computer that was holding on to it. It was kind of crazy.
Yeah. I mean, they were made, there were some that are ceramic. And I mean, there's made by, there's American Graffiti made some. The one that I got last week was Wallace Berry. But like, yeah. Anyway, we're probably like, by the time we get into this, that estate sale, it's going to be picked through. But we also realized from the name of the company that's doing it, all those comics, they're going to look them up on eBay, and then they're going to slap the near mint price on them. And, yeah, there'll be no bargains, you know. It'll be like going to a comic shop and buying a Treasury edition, you know. I'm fully expecting like $15 to be on all the Treasury editions. Although I'd love to get that Superman Spider-Man one with the, what the fuck was the name of the guy that absorbs your powers?
Absorbing Man?
It might be Absorbing Man. It was like, I don't know. No, it was some, I think he was a Marvel villain. Maybe they made him, but
the Mimic?
I don't know.
Here we go.
We're going to drive by, see what it looks like. It's not looking, well, it's looking like there's a
train.
A train of people, yes. It's and look at antique, you know, this guy's got antiques on the side of his truck.
CP Antiques.
Yeah.
Just rolls right off the top. And collectibles.
And we know they've been there since 6 in the morning waiting to get into this place.
Oh, yeah. Now we're going to go to this other neighborhood sale that's got, like, all sorts of cool other stuff.
Yeah.
Similar to this.
Well, these guys are the guys who are going to buy all that furniture and stuff. And you know what? More power to them. It keeps them off the stupid things that I like to buy, like the digital clocks and alarm clocks and stuff like that. You can't keep anybody off the comics. This is Rochester, New York, and everybody's a fucking... I was talking to Scott Gardner about it. I'm like, yeah, you know what? There's probably a lot more comics to be found at garage sales here.
Yeah.
But they're also... The whole area is more knowledgeable about them. So it's... Like, last week was such a rare, rare find of a guy with a big bins of comics that aren't just 90s garbage, that were actually good, that were actually at a decent price.
And there was nobody looking through them.
Nobody going to his garage sale, and his garage sale is full of good stuff.
I mean, I was looking at him for a good 45 minutes, and I had nobody in my... I had free reign to pull whatever I wanted.
Well, that
kid with the wanted the bike or something like that, or
the spinning wheel I got.
Oh yeah,
that's like a $200, $250, $300 spinning wheel.
Yeah,
and it was $25, and the guy was just mellow and can't say. Unfortunately, I won't be selling that spinning wheel. That is now a prop in the house.
Well, there's a lot of things that
my housemate will actually use it. It's functional, so
yeah.
It will have wool going through it at some point.
Deluxe.
Soon. But today it's all neighborhood sales. Maybe there's some, I don't know. Like, it seems like the goon squad of garage sale people was not on hand last week, and maybe
I think it was
praying it's a trend.
I think it was Fairport Canal days.
Oh yeah, but
that's like 60,000 people. Everybody goes at Canal days,
right? But like the people like
that
us,
person just drove right through that red light.
The people like us, that's not right, citizen. The people like us, take opportunities like the Fairport Canal days to be like, it's prime garage sale. So you would have thought there would be. You know, I'm talking about the people like us, the goons. The people out there to strong-arm their way in and get all the good shit.
Hardcore!
Even though we're not those guys. We're not the people that will harangue and harass you.
I'll pay the full 50 cents. That's okay.
Yeah. Nah, well, you know, I mean, I don't like to bargain try to get a bargain every time, especially if it's already a bargain,
then that's that guy last week is like, I'm not going to haggle with you. He's like, thank you.
Yeah.
Because you're selling me $300 worth of comic books for $80.
I mean, tell the people who like to haggle, and then like, you know, sometimes I'll find something that's close, and it's like, well, if this was $5 less, it might be doable. And then odds are 90% of the time they are willing to take $5 less or something. That looks like Herbie the Love Bug.
Almost. Yeah, baby. Close enough. I'm trying to find.
Anyway, it's turning out. It is truly partly cloudy, but when the sun comes out, it's really nice. It's going to be cool all day. It won't be sweaty. I think 72 is as high as it's getting today.
Uh-huh.
So it should be a pleasant day. Probably, it looks like it's going to be a shorter day than last week, but last week was kind of exhausting.
Last week was tough. That was grueling.
It was grueling. But who cares if it's grueling if you're filling up the trunk with the good stuff? So that's what we do. You know, between my spinning wheel and your big old stack of comics from that one place, we did okay.
It was good. We had to do a drop-off.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, I'm not seeing what I need to see here, so we may need to stop and look for the street that I'm looking for.
Is this the one that's in Amy's old neighborhood?
Yeah, we already drove past her name, but I'm not seeing the street.
I'm not seeing any signs or anything.
Oh, they're there. Trust me.
I'll have to break out the binocs. All right.
Did you bring those?
Oh, I did bring those.
Nice. Yeah, there's supposed to be three of them on the street, but maybe it's 9 o'clock and not 8 o'clock.
It probably is. But still, you would think it's 8:40 now. You'd think you'd see people setting up.
Oh, look at the lesbian joggers. It's so nice.
I would look at the lesbian joggers. All right. All right. So we've spotted our first lesbian joggers. It's a good day in Rochester. All right. We will be back as soon as we find something.
Yeah.
Well, the first garage sale we just hit is, he's a longtime offender. Not really a fender. He's usually got a pretty decent garage sale, but he's here all the time. And he's obviously an antique guy. I got a little carved acorn. You got an Irondequoit game.
I got an Irondequoit board game to celebrate the sesquicentennial of Irondequoit. I remember when that was. That was 1984, being a longtime paper boy and resident of this burg. And I've never seen it before. I also got a book about Irondequoit that I've never seen before either. I knew there was the history of Irondequoit, but this one's called The Early History of Irondequoit. And it's got all sorts of pictures of when the House of Guitars used to be the Grange Hall and yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, yeah. But so. he's always got a big garage full of sports stuff. And so
Newspapers and magazines and cereal boxes and all sorts of that stuff.
Yeah, and he probably, like, when he does, he probably does shows and stuff and has a lot of really neat stuff, but this is his garage sale.
Right.
Clearance.
Kind of like I did a few years ago when my wife decided to have a garage sale and I sold my comics.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, that was like half of what we made that day.
Well, yeah, if you put comics in the ad, you're going to get, people are going to show up for sure.
Yeah. It's like, hey, how you doing?
People like us.
Nerds! All right, well, we're going to take you to a local hotspot that's actually been here for a long, long time, so.
Good. Well, I like bagels, so. I also need something to drink, so this will be perfect. And it's
Irondequoit liquor. It's nine. We open at 9.
Yeah, and there's people heading in.
Got to get them ready for the morning.
Well, it's 9 now, so theoretically all the garage sales in that neighborhood are activating right now.
Yeah,
and they're just letting people in at that estate sale. Who've been sitting there since 9 in the morning.
Six in the morning.
Six in the morning, eyeballing each other, grumbling.
like chihuahuas.
Yep, their knees and backs aching. Okay, anyway, we'll be back.
The garage sale god.
Yes.
I see. Because that was like, I thought it was Crumb.
They probably are related.
Well, they're both assholes. We know that.
Oh, yeah.
Along with Khonshu.
I don't know about Khonshu.
Yeah, Vengeance Fist of Khonshu, Moon Knight.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a total douche.
Anyway, we just hit another garage sale. What is it about getting full Lego sets for $5? This week it's Johnny Bueno, not me.
Yeah.
With a month appropriate.
Yes, everyone is awesome.
That's right.
Lego game. And what a nice lady she was.
Oh yeah, she was a hippie lady.
Yeah.
Did you hear her say your roommate's good at manifesting things apparently? I think I might have worked with her at some point when she was younger. I think I she seems familiar to me, so she might have been at concerts or something, you know, back in the day. She's roughly our age, maybe even a little younger.
Maybe. Very nice. And then you got...
I got a hammock, which is one of the things that one of the dream wishes that my housemate has been asking for our backyard, that I've been on the lookout for, that I'd forgotten about till I saw one. But I knew I would. She was just like, you got to find a hammock with a frame. And I'm like, well, no problem. Those are always...
Yeah.
Usually, though, they're the humongous kind that they bought because they thought they were really cool. And then they're big and bulky. And I was like... And they probably would not have fit in this car in any way, shape, or form, the really tall ones that they have.
Yeah, this is a Bueno Mobile, not a mothership.
Yeah, and this was a nice little squat... compact. We still had to shove some in the back seat because they don't fit in the trunk, and it's nice because it also has sort of like a pad that goes over the mesh, so you don't get rope marks all over you.
Yeah, that's always fun. Wake up especially sunburned
with a rope pattern on you. Well, I guess you wouldn't have the rope pattern on you because it's underneath you, but it's just mushed in. So that's successful with getting a lot of house stuff. I got to get more stuff to sell because I'm living that life now.
Well, we're doing a nice little tour, but I'm not really seeing a lot of sellings.
I know, for a neighborhood sale, we've been to, what, three here? One of which is like, would have been here anyway, whether there was a neighborhood garage sale or not.
Yeah, well, the good news is there's actually another neighborhood sale in the other part of this town. So we can always do that too.
Well, the other good thing is the weather's pretty beautiful. Pretty nice.
Pretty. We just drove past Amy's old house.
Oh, yeah?
This is always interesting. The church sits off the beaten path.
Yeah, it's weird. It's a weird church just sitting in the middle of a suburban neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's very strange, now that you mention it.
Yep.
All right, well, we'll be back. We'll find something else. Eventually, we are going to make it into that estate sale. And I can't wait to pick through the scraps of that. Now, what I'm hoping for is a nice mid-century kitchen, electric kitchen wall clock to put in the space where one belongs in our mid-century kitchen. And I was like, I'll just go on eBay and find one, but yeah, there's no bargains to be had for that kind of thing, at least not for anything that was decent looking. And I don't need anything fancy, just something that's going to go with my kitchen.
You know what? I think I'm going to go to that other neighborhood sale.
Giving up on this? I don't blame you.
Yeah, it wasn't very good to begin with, and they're just... Come on, people. Well, where's the energy? Bring the juice. What is this?
Apparently not this week. Last week for sure.
Yeah, I think it has to do with the sun. It's been cloudy and overcast in this part of the berg for a while, so the malaise has set in.
Well, I was thinking it might be good today because it's been rainy and crappy the last couple days, and like for the places that do Thursday through Saturday or Thursday through Sunday, they lost Thursday and Friday.
Right.
As a...
So you're chomping.
Yep.
Chomp.
So hopefully I was thinking there would be more garage sales with more stuff in them because they didn't have 2 days for the vultures to get to them.
I mean, all these garage sales we see there, they're like almost like roadside stands.
Yeah.
It wasn't a very good neighborhood sale. Sorry. No offense. That's why Amy moved out. Look at this guy.
Yeah, that's exactly why Amy moved out.
Just give up already.
What are you running from, dude? What are you running from?
What are we doing here? And you know, when you could be, like, walking another large mammal around taking dumps everywhere.
Oh, it's definitely a dump time in doggy world right now. They're everywhere.
It's definitely a dumping ground.
We went into one garage sale. I had a bagel in my hand, and this dog just trailed me the whole time, just made a beeline. Just like the woman who owned him is just like, "You got breakfast for me?" It's like, "No, shove it up your ass, you old bag." And then she said, "Ha ha ha ha." No, actually, just said, "No, no breakfast for you." But then the dog came up and was expecting some breakfast too. Is this a goddamn lemonade stand? They better watch their P's and Q's if they don't want to end up like those last little girls. Okay. Anyway, the less said about that, the better.
Okay.
We'll be back. All right, we hit another garage sale. God damn it. Yesterday, I just got a new computer, and I ordered a new keyboard for it, and they had stacks of keyboards for $1 a piece here. And I bought one anyway, so now I can set up my computer for... And I don't have to wait a couple days till it gets here.
You're not going to be like Scotty from Star Trek? Computer! Computer!
Maybe no? I will. I got a Spike Jones CD.
Oh, a keyboard.
What's the other thing? Oh, I got that sign that says, "If you're so smart, then why aren't you rich?"
Yeah.
That's a long story, and it's very complicated, and we won't get into it here.
Because there's another garage sale.
And what did you get that you're so proud of?
I'm not proud. Are
you bragging about it?
A Jimmy Buffett CD?
I can't believe he'll even admit it.
It's not proud. I mean, it's actually more of a curiosity.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're Jimmy Buffett curious, huh?
Yeah.
Well,
you could say that.
Starting to question our garage sale relationship here.
What do you think this hat? This hat's hiding the parrot head.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, don't get me started on Jimmy Buffett, but...
Come on, man. Cheeseburger in paradise?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Middle age, like, I'm a rebel partier, and you're not. You're a corporate mid-level manager, usually, is what we're talking with Jimmy.
I'm not saying
you. I'm saying the average Jimmy Buffett fan is somebody who says shut the front door instead of shut the fuck up, but they're a rebel because they listen to Jimmy Buffett. They know how to party in their fucking
Hawaiian
condo
shirt
pants and their Hawaiian shirt.
And their measly little ponytail.
Their $80 Hawaiian shirt. Okay, anyway, fuck Jimmy Buffett, but, oh, hey, nothing personal though, man.
I will listen to
it
proudly.
No judgment.
I will listen to it proudly.
Okay, good for you. It is Pride Month, so. All right.
I'm coming out.
We'll be back. Oh, God. All right, we're learning stuff today. I learned two new fish phrases for big fish, a lunker and a slob. I like a slob. Look at this slob. Big, fat, sweaty fish getting pulled out of the water just like... So Johnny Bueno just got a
nice
Bass Pro Shop, maybe even from the Giant Pyramid Bass Pro Shop, box full of
lures.
And
crankbaits, spoons.
Before you give those to your brother, you might want to look those suckers up.
Yeah,
you never know sometimes.
The crankbaits are worth $10 a piece. And the lures, you know, what's great about here, people don't understand, is that we have a really, really big economy for touristing, for fishing.
Yeah.
And
we got Lake Ontario right there.
Right. So people all, so there's all sorts of places in the Finger Lakes that make their own lures, and
yeah,
the Sutton spoons and the Miller spoons and stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
So there's all sorts of great fishing
and
gear
the
around
stuff
here.
That, like, and there were probably people, you know, back in the 1800s doing that, and that stuff's very collectible.
Yeah. No, I've actually made some decent money on fishing lures and gear around here before.
But luckily, you had the lady there who didn't care. Through garage sale. What do you want for the? I don't know. Whatever you want. You're like, I'll pay $2 for it. She's like, great. You're right. That is great. All right. We'll be back. I got some a little deal here. DVDs and VHSs in the box. I'm like, lady, what? Hey, lady. How much for the DVDs?
I don't know.
25 cents? Okay.
Just get them out of here.
So the first one I picked out is Jay and Silent Bob Do Degrassi, The Next Generation.
Which I actually was in line for 4 hours at the Secret Stash.
To get this tape?
No, to get them to sign my comic books.
Oh.
And I slipped them a Peachy Nietzsche CD.
Oh. So this is sealed. This sucker's sealed.
That's worth money.
And I got Lost in Translation.
That's because when they worked at the grocery store, that they would watch Degrassi all the time. They fell in love with it.
Right.
So when they became famous.
Well, that was in that same comic, The One Chasing Dogma, was the name of that comic.
Chasing Dogma.
And I got on VHS, I got Muppets from Space featuring Ween.
Really?
A Ween song, yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I don't know if it's in the credits, but there's a Ween song in this. I think it's the music they play over the end credits at the end of the movie. It's like Keep Your Eyes to the Sky or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you can hear it in your head now, right?
Yeah, I know the song.
Yeah, and I got Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas on VHS. All for a dollar. All of that for $1.25.
I'll buy that for a buck and a quarter.
Well, that Degrassi High will hopefully make that money back.
Oh, it will.
Make that money back. Excellent. That's what I need.
Well, we're camping outside another garage.
Because this is my job. You guys are at my job, and usually people pay to listen to me while I'm at my job, so I'm going to have to cut you off now. We're going to have to go to another garage sale. All right. Speaking of Pride Month, we just saw this item that was probably one of the most obscene things I've seen at a garage sale. It was a rubber banana. Okay, so we can see where this is going. But it's like sort of filled with like a, it was sort of like a goopy Stretch Armstrong. And, speaking of Pride Month, you pick up that banana and it was just like, oh, hey, whoa.
You know what it reminded me of?
This does not feel like a banana.
It reminded me of that rubber hand that you bought a couple years ago.
Yes, yeah, yeah, this one was gushier and and it had, like, heft to it.
Yeah.
But you got some stuff?
I got a Gryffindor scarf and hat for my daughter.
Yep.
$2.
I would have pictured your daughter more of a Hufflepuff, but what do I know?
She's really a Gryffindor, even though she said she's a Ravenclaw.
Okay, yeah, I can see Ravenclaw too. Oh well,
I'm the Hufflepuff.
All right, I'm straight up Slytherin, baby. All right, we just hit another garage sale, and I got myself a nice wooden bookshelf for $5, which I've been looking for all this time. First one that is
crap. We're only like an hour and a half into like the second time out.
And yeah.
Well, all this time?
All this time. I was expecting to get them right off the bat.
Yeah, you Americans and your Instacart.
And what did you get? I know you got a comic here.
I got a comic. It was Deadpool number 5, and it's the Garbage Pail Kids variant for a dollar. I mean, it's not in the best of shape, but that's just kind of cool to have.
It's not in terrible shape either. But
no, it's probably like on a scale of 1 to 10, maybe like a 5 or a 6. And then I don't see any garage sales, even though I see signs. Do you?
There's one down. Or is that a garage sale?
No, it's just kids hanging out. And then I also got this origami book on with dollar bills.
Oh, okay.
So that was kind of cool.
Oh, look, here's one.
There you go. Bing, bing, bing.
Bingo, bango. All right, hit another garage sale. I got myself a hippie hoodie.
Is that what you call it?
That's what I'm calling it.
Did we hit this one?
I don't think so. I do not believe so. And Jack got a Yu-Gi-Oh card poster.
Yeah.
So those are worth something?
I would think I could sell for $10 to somebody on eBay. Even $5.
Yeah. Did you want to go that one back there?
Not really.
All right. All right.
No, I think we're
pretty much exhausted this area.
Yeah, feels like it.
All right, well, we'll be back then. Well, we're off again. We took a little pit stop at Johnny Bueno's, took a whizzeroony, dropped off some stuff to make room because I'm already hogging up half this car. Oh, I bought something since the last time. I bought that
acrylic set.
I forgot. I got distracted by the Yu-Gi-Oh cards. Yu-Gi-Oh. Yu-Gi-Oh.
It's Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yu-Gi-Oh. Yu-Gi-Oh. You, Giovanni.
Exactly. Because he's Italian.
Hey, Fungu. Yeah, all these big fat tubes of acrylic paint and paintbrushes, canvases, shitloads of palettes. So that's cool. So we're heading over to this this legendary probably picked through to hell estate sale, just the way we like it, though, by the way.
We want to go down there.
We can go down there. We can, if you like, navigate through this street, it looks like we might catch a couple, or we'll just come across it and go like, oh, we've been to that one. It's hard to tell. I don't think we've been down this street, though.
It's all a blur. It really has been a blur.
Well, that's what we get for having low expectations today. So yeah, so I'll be able to churn out. Here's a place right here.
80.
Oh, it didn't look very promising at all. But then you could see in the garage, and it was just like
ow.
All right, we'll be back. Listen up, everybody. We just went to a garage sale, and I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened there, but Johnny Bueno has something to say. He has something to get off his Johnny Bueno chest.
Well, it's that time of the show where the garage sale rant, I think. I'm kind of picking up on a theme here. You last week with the lemonade stands.
The seagulls.
That freaking 16-year-old kid.
Surly as hell.
Standing behind his table of toys.
Right. Arms crossed.
With no prices on them.
No prices on anything.
Not a hello.
I did notice
no
that.
No sign. No nothing. Darth Vader's. Nice. No prices. No nothing. No contact. You know what?
Well, the Darth Vader was right next to a Kylo Ren. Right. So that about ages that, you know. So, okay, whatever.
What was your expression last week? Do you remember?
Which one?
Go no, fuck yourself.
Oh, yeah. Shit, I'm not following my own lesson plan.
You old coot, you.
Yeah.
Your recent birthday on 6666.
That's what they think. I was just like, oh, shit, I got to go turn that off on my profile.
Yeah, you know, you saw my response to that.
Yours is the only one I left up.
Dan liked it.
Huh?
Dan liked it?
Yeah, he would. He would.
Well, anyways, now that we've wasted 10 precious effing minutes on this little toadstool. It doesn't really want to sell his toys, but it's going to be passive aggressive so that you don't, you know, I'm not going to even entertain a question with you.
Well, my take was they were like, Cody, you got to sell some of this shit. It's going in the garage sale whether you like it or not. If you don't go out and sell your shit, I'm going to put it out there in a box that says free. How about that? And Cody goes, okay. And then he goes, I'm not going to price it. And I'm just going to sit here and sulk. And nobody will buy it. And he was right.
Yeah.
So in the end, Cody wins. Cody wins.
You know what, Cody?
There wasn't anything there that I would want bad enough to run the Cody gamut anyway. I mean, I would gladly run the Cody gamut because we're doing a show. And that's just like fuel to the fire to have some. And I enjoy, like, working at restaurants. One of the biggest things is working with the teenagers and watching them through that awkward, surly teenage state. It's just always,
impressionable,
it's hilarious.
Impressionable.
Impressionable and dumb as shit, but also the smartest 15-year-old in the world or whatever.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. It's hilarious. And watching the whole interplay go on and, so as the seasons go, you know, it's fucking hilarious. And, you know, and he was all in black and long sleeves and just like, oh, haircut, God.
Well, sorry, Cody. I wasn't going to exhaust my breath or energy on you at all.
The irony is that Cody thinks he's so cool, but he's still trying to hang on to his Darth Vader figure.
Exactly.
His Kylo Ren. I identify very high with Kylo Ren. You know, it's why I do it, man. It's what I'm in the game for. All right.
What game's that?
I don't know. Parcheesi. All right. Well,
we're finally making our pilgrimage.
We're finally making it over to that estate sale.
As long as they all, like, drive off one of these cliffs.
So next time you hear us, you might hear what the estate sale was like. Or we might get distracted by another garage sale. Who knows? You'll know before us because you'll know instantaneously when we're back. All right. We just got out of that estate sale. And as predicted, it was picked through. There was some nice furniture in there. The bookshelf that Johnny Bueno pointed out to me was nice, but it was $75 and would have been a royal pain in the ass to cart around. But we did get to look through. They had a bunch of comics, and as predicted, only a few of the Treasury editions were left, and they were the Star Wars Treasury editions. With what, $40 on them?
Yeah.
And the like old Logan's Run, you know, they had Logan's Run number 6, which Jack has informed me is the first Thanos.
First solo Thanos, yeah.
And they had $50 on that. So there were no bargains, but there was a bin of all $5 comics.
And I found the bargains in there.
Yeah.
Including.
I only knew what I liked in there.
Including the first appearance. And the birth of the Fantastic Four's second child, Valeria.
Valeria? I never even knew about Valeria. It sounds like a disease.
She was named because Reed was trapped and Dr. Doom had to deliver her. So he named her Valeria, Susan's daughter. Yeah, first appearance. I paid for the whole stack, let alone the Clerks DVD that I got for $3.
Yeah. I got three of the... The old school Star Trek, the
Gold Key
ones, yeah, with the beautiful covers
mm-hmm.
and the horrifying stories. But I love those. I love those and I rarely see them. So, and Jack also handed me, and if Scott Gardner's listening, you can cross this off my want list for Star Wars comics, Marvel Star Wars. I got Marvel Star Wars number 7.
Head east on Queens Lane toward Tyler's Way.
Oh, yeah? Is that what you think we're going to do?
Mm-hmm. You voice activated.
I don't like machines telling you what to do, man. But But we were right. There were no bargains from Colleen today, really. We found stuff. I got a Planet of the Apes records, one of those power, the LP.
I just don't like the fact
lots of Planet of the Apes stuff.
Yeah, it just kind of bugs me that I get charged tax.
They had the puzzles in the case. Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing, though. It's all, this is all part of, like, a legal proceeding going on.
Exactly.
You know, when somebody dies, so it's
as opposed to the way we go about it.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, you know, down the line somewhere, like, obviously if you sell a few things on eBay, the tax man isn't going to come down. But, like, I mean, reasonably, if I end up, like, you know, making any kind of decent money doing this, I mean, I don't need to make decent money to live. That's the good thing, is I can exist in the lower zones and do other stuff on the side to pay all the bills and stuff. But if I was making, like, you know, 30, 40 grand or above a year selling stuff that I got at garage sales, I'd probably end up having to, you know, pay taxes on all that stuff too. So what are you gonna do? Yeah, I had a 20 and a 5 out to buy all my stuff, and I was just like, all right, cool. And then bummer in the summer, man. Hey, what happened to the tunes? Oh.
I don't know.
All right, we got to get on this. All right, well, we're heading towards more splendors. It's early, too. It's only a little afternoon. So, Jesus, two brutal weeks in a row of garage sailing.
Yeah, if you want to call it that.
The dark brutality of garage sailing.
I believe they call that
the gritty grist of
an oxymoron.
What'd you call me? Take it easy there, Johnny. Sit down there, Johnny.
Still it, man!
You're my Jimmy!
Fucking genius, man!
So we just, on the way to the Ultimate Collector's Garage Sale,
Collector's Dream!
We hit what I'm gonna call the Bigfoot Garage Sale, because across the street, they had a decorative rock in their yard with a decorative, probably like foot and a half tall Bigfoot statue of from the Patterson film, I think it is. You know, the classic Bigfoot schlumping through the forest movie that everybody's seen and known and loved. But I made this poor guy. I there was like a globe that looked like one of those plasma balls, but it didn't have the protuberance inside, and it had sort of frosted glass on it. And I was like, "What does this do?" And he goes, "I'll have to plug it in and see if it still works." And it was kind of like a plasma ball, but it went along the sides, so where it was translucent.
It looked like it needed some Viagra.
Yeah, it wasn't very well. It was out in full daylight too, so. Probably looks better in a darkened room.
That's just a poor excuse for a poor sales product.
But I'm not a stoned college student now. I'm a stoned old person. And I don't need a plasma ball. But, like, I felt bad that he sort of felt that he had to plug it in. I didn't ask him to, but...
Well, he made the comment there was a lot more stuff earlier, so fuck him.
Yeah.
Yeah!
But Johnny found a nice set of Sherlock Holmes magnifying glasses.
Yeah, we split it.
Yeah, $2 for two of them, and they're nice metal ones. They're not the highest of quality, but they are high quality. They are definitely worth a buck a pop, and who doesn't need a nice, and they're brand new, squeaky clean, so they don't have little scratches all over them. Like,
yeah, we're going to need it to read the fine print when we make it big.
Yeah. We'll have people to read the fine print. We'll have our stable of lawyers for the fine print. Oh. Yeah, I don't know, Johnny. I think the big money ship has sailed off the edge of the earth. Yeah. All right. On that note, we'll be back with...
Oh, it's being ironic!
God only knows what's what we're gonna find today. It's
we're in cow country now.
Well, we're in a section that I very rarely have been garaging and never had much luck. But then again, I've never come out here with research knowing that there's going to be sales out here. It's always like, I don't know, let's check out Webster. And then it's just like, wow, there's nothing going on here.
It's a lot of driving usually.
Yeah, and it's sort of further out.
Yeah, so we're going to go to this one place that says it's a collector's dream. And then we're going to find this like little cul-de-sac in Webster that they have. Well, it's like five or six streets together. There's like three or four garage sales. We can poke around there.
Collector's dream means everything is a dollar. That's what the collectors dream of. So let's see. Let's see what this... We get to see what this particular person's perception of what a collector's dream would be.
Yeah.
And if it truly is, then there will be something to celebrate. All right. What's
okay, Doubting Thomas.
What's going on here? That's right. Yeah, that's what it looks like. That looks like a garage sale sign. Hard to tell. It could have been a church barbecue sign, too, for how it was presented. All right. Anyway, we'll be back. Well, we just were at Collector's Paradise. And it probably was before it got ripped through.
Yeah.
I got a... Revell B-Wing fighter model from Return of the Jedi for $5, all still in its bag inside and complete, and a beautiful, like, pump 50s, 60s era mod looking like a liquid dispenser. Then the guy actually, they're like, the comics are all gone. There's a note written in chalk on the driveway, no comics. But they went and they got us some comics, and you got some good stuff.
I did. I mean...
I was trying to grab it all because I thought they were $2 a piece, and then I was like, oh, no, this is too rich.
Yeah, you went to the wrong pile.
Time to pass this over to Johnny Bueno.
You went to the wrong pile. I pulled a Daredevil 157 and a couple other nice Bronze Age comics out. Nice shape, like very fine for $2 a piece.
Wait, 157, was that the first Miller one?
158.
158, okay.
But still, it's a Gene Colan.
Yeah, the Gene Colan stuff I hold in as high regard, at least visually.
And then 183 and 184, Daredevil vs. Punisher.
Yeah.
And they were good prices, so I bought them.
And did you get 191?
No.
Nope?
No, I didn't get that one.
I love that.
I love it too. But
it's beautifully, beautiful art in it. Beautiful, yeah. Beautiful art.
And story is ridiculous.
Yeah. So. Yeah. It's... All right. Well, anyway, it wasn't paradise, but it was nice.
It was certainly... And it fit in with the rest of this trip so far.
Yes. Yes, it did. This has been pretty good for collectible stuff and not super, super painful to look at. All right.
On to the next one.
On to the next one. We're right across the street from it.
Alrighty.
We went to the music and... I assume that's the music and...
The music
it and... It had to be the audio equipment. And I almost... They had an old linear tracking... turntable like I used to have, and it was $20, so the price is right on one of those. They go for like $600 on eBay, but this was missing a cartridge, which cartridges aren't that expensive these days, so I could have gotten a cartridge for it, but then it was like it needed some internal lubrications, and I'm like, I can't deal with the lubricants. And that's funny. And but they had records there, and it was five for $10. So I got from 1946. The record isn't from 1946, but it's a recording of a 1946 horror radio show with Bela Lugosi in it. It's not a production of Dracula, but of course it's got a painting of Bela Lugosi as Dracula. I got the triple record set of Thank God It's Friday, two LPs and a 12-inch. So it's just, that's like stuffed full of
For $2.
Good and bad disco. It's got some Santa Esmeralda on there that were Spanish flavored disco, and they were really good. A 1939 radio show LP of The Witch's Tale, and another story with that stars Boris Karloff in it, The Babysitter from 1948. So that should be interesting. And a classic, The Chilling Thrilling Sounds of the Haunted House by Disney. But this is a nice 1964 of it, and it's nicer than any copy I've ever had. This is sort of just like the classic of all time, play out your window on Halloween records. And a beautiful condition, still with a little shrink wrap on it of Stay Awake. And most famous, this got a lot of play at the radio station when we were in college because it had Tom Waits, I believe, doing Hi-Ho, Hi-Ho. I think that's what he does. Oh my God, it's got Harry Nilsson doing Zippity Doodah on it too. It's got Sun Ra on it. It's got Ima Sumac. Where is Tom Waits on this? Hi-Ho. Yes, Tom Waits does Hi-Ho, which is gets played a lot in things. But yeah. And it's got an RBQ. So that'll be a neat one. That one might be a seller on eBay. We'll see.
I picked up 5 records. I got those 2 Dr. Demento records.
Yeah, which is fucking awesome.
I got the first Monkees LP. It still has some shrink wrap on it.
Excellent, excellent. And yeah. Also an excellent LP.
I got a Heatwave LP. Tools, Trains, etc. I think we're good on Trains.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Wow.
He's even got the official dog walker shirt.
He's got 1, 2, 3, 4
dogs.
4 little dogs.
And he's got a little dog emblem on the left shoulder.
That's really?
Yeah.
He's a neighborhood dog.
Yeah.
Dogman.
Oh God.
Don't worry, madam. I'm a professional.
Does he like go around in the winter with like flaps on his hat? And
probably, like little ears.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. As an old codger, that would be a dream job for me.
Walking dogs.
Just getting up every day, having nice breakfast and some coffee, and then going out and walking all the dogs. Morning, Mrs. Jones. Where's Pippi today? Come on, Pippi.
Don't you mean Don't you mean Bissy?
That's down the street. That's Mrs. Flank's dog.
My buddy had a dog, a little dachshund. His name was Pippin.
Pippin?
Pippin.
Pippin. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, and guess what Pippin would do every time he would see me?
Hump your leg
like a
weird hobbit?
Yeah. And my buddy's older brother's like, hey, maybe we should start calling him Pissin.
Maybe we should call him Pimpin.
That's like, really? My tube socks. My new Nikes.
Yeah. Just keep them away from the black light. That's all I know.
Oh, good golly.
But yeah, no, I'm not going to make fun of that old guy's job, but it was quite a picture. It was quite a thing to see. There are things to see in Webster, New York, and that was one of them.
Uh-huh.
I mean, this is a nice little suburban neighborhood, but it's like full of bland houses. But at least it's like grown up. Like, I saw this just really stupid, you know, like the old times were better. And it was a picture of a new housing, like a brand new housing development. And it says, don't build it like this. And then it shows this other housing development that's basically the exact same housing development, except it's got trees grown like this because it's been there for 40 years. And they're like, we should have more like this and not like this. And it's like, yeah, this is going to be this in 40 years. You got to give the trees time to grow. You know, I the internet is not good anymore. It's just not.
It's not like it used to be.
No, it is not. It is.
You got to go to. You got to go to TikTok, man.
Nope. No, I don't. No, I do not. No, I do not. I'm not glad that TikTok got banned, but I don't think TikTok is very good.
I'm not a fan.
I'd rather go to TikTok than to Twitter. Because, like, Twitter and YouTube... I'm already on Facebook. And Facebook's enough of a just, like...
media.
Well, everybody is just a bot or a scammer on Facebook. And, like... I guess Twitter's worse because you can even, like, spam porn on Twitter now. So it's got to be just fucking... Not that I have anything against porn, but it's just got to be a mess. It's just got to be a mess of, like, porn bots going, "Hello, sailor. Do you want to see my wide-open beaver? I'm a real person. Let's talk on the DMs." Anyway.
I could take it one step further.
Get Garage Sale Gloat on the internet. We're one of the few pure, wholesome things you can find on the internet anymore. So, if you can't find anything more pure and wholesome than,
of course,
than Garage Sale Gloat, then you should go fuck yourself.
Carol Channing Woods.
All right. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, this is Webster to me. This is... This reminds me of, like, this reminds me of Florida.
Yeah.
Florida, or when my cousins were in, like, Denver when it was really suburban sprawling. Oh. All right.
A leasing center.
Mm. Yeah, you know the homeowners association around here is a big pain in the ass. All right. All right, so what is it? What's the saying of Webster?
Where life is worth
living.
Where
life is worth living. All right. Well,
I hear you, Stallion. I hear you.
We'll see.
It's got everything. Look at those tennis courts.
It's where Wendy O. Williams came out, and we know how Wendy O. Williams, what happened to Wendy O. Williams.
Yeah,
don't we?
Here we are.
Yeah, right. Oh, this looks like a hoarder sale. Excellent. This is optimum. That for some place like this, it looks like terrible. There's literally a live, laugh, love. Yeah, no, there's like pools of water around this stuff. Yeah, no, it looks like somebody who shopped at Bed Bath and Beyond, or not even Bed Bath Beyond, whatever the at a craft store. All right, well, we'll be back with
there's one more over here.
Some more stuff. Oh, another one. Okay. We'll see. We'll see. So Johnny Bueno and I just had lunch at Rubino's Subs in Webster, New York. Had ourselves a nice little dirty sandwich break. Actually, it was the chips that were dirty. Dirty, dirty chips. Dirty chip Maui onion. And boy, oh boy, Rubino's makes a good sub.
I agree. One of my favorites.
Yep. Very, very well made, with care, with fresh ingredients, fresh buns. You could tell the meat and the buns were all fresh.
Well, like, look at this
half-assed ZZ Top up car.
But, like, they bake their own bread. They roast their own roast beef and chicken and... It's really, really good shit.
Yeah, it's a real sub. It's like not just a bread thing stuffed full of meat. It's a designed, textural, flavor experience. But anyway, it's getting near the end of the day. We're trying to find ourselves a church sale here to go to.
Yeah, that's 8 minutes away, but just a mere few seconds for you.
That's right,
the listener.
That's right. The only way it gets extended is if I just keep babbling like this and don't stop the recording.
Or we find another garage sale.
Or we find another garage sale. It doesn't matter. As soon as I shut this off, it's going to pop right back on. And we're back, and then we'll show you all the stuff. But as long as I'm sitting here just droning on and on and on and on, I'm just sort of wasting their time. It's fun.
Xerox Trail.
Oh, jeez. Xerox Trail. All the trails dotted, all the different trails look the same because they're Xerox trails.
Yeah, except that all the buildings are empty.
Yep. Yep. All right. Well, I'm done wasting your time, done yanking your chain. We'll be right back. All right, everybody. I guess it ends with a whimper because we got to the church sale, and the church sale had ended at 2. And we had an old lady with, as Jack so colorfully put it, with a mouth full of summer teeth, inform us that the garage sale was over. So we left, and then there was a tent sale, and it was just awful. It was a mildew sale, basically. I think that's what we should call those, mildew sales.
Oh, totally.
It smells like a tarp and mildew, everything. And they had, like, just, like, piles of old battery tools and the batteries.
Right.
Just all dirty and I mean, they'd probably be pretty cool, but it was just, it was sketchy. So we gave up the ghost. We're so satisfied with our sandwiches.
I like your comments. I bet you that guy's got dried meat in the basement.
Yeah, yeah. He's got, oh, he's totally got, like, dry food prepper buckets down
hey,
in the basement.
He's got a
safe room full of guns mounted on
the
wall.
He's got his land.
Yep. He's down the...
His private drive.
Yep, down the road a little bit. And he's eyeballing all his neighbors, see which ones look delicious. Because there's only so many dried bucket meals that you're going to eat before you start, like, deciding that your neighbor looks like a big old turkey dinner.
Well, man was designed to be a large mammal.
He had that Alex Jones voice. And then all I hear is Alex Jones talking about where he was talking about the apocalypse and how he'd eat it. He's like, hey, my neighbor, I'll eat your ass. And it's like, Alex Jones, I don't think you know what you're saying right there. Or maybe you do. I don't know. But Alex Jones will eat your ass.
Well, pretty soon he may need to.
Yeah. He might have to start eating his weight in ass pretty soon.
Yeah.
Which is a pretty decent amount of weight.
Yeah, eating ass, that's kind of fitting. Nice way to end the show,
End the show. All right. Well, there's another garage sale gloat in the can.
Right.
Oh! Wazing!
It's all in Pride Month.
That's right. Where you're always the butt of the joke. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, look, more lesbian joggers.
Well, I don't want your lemonade. Don't want the brownies that you made. Don't want the dirty baby clothes. You can't shove the snuggie up your nose. We're sailing on the asphalt sea. The gloat is rising up in me. I'll pray to ground for my good luck. Just got one garage sale bug. Old ground, don't fuck me over. I ain't your humble servant. Make Granny sell the action number one. Old ground, you never listen, but I know if I keep bitching. Driving lot of demon. He's got the pedal down to the floor. The trunk is empty, but not for long. Fill that shit by the grace of wrong. After we made your treasures vanish, we'll go get us a dirty sandwich. Then we smoke some seeds and stems, and we're on the road again. Oh, Grom, don't fiddle, fuck my vibe. I got no shits to give. The Glowmobile is smelling like a fart. Oh, Grom, you never answer, but I know if I keep at you, you'll clog the rivers with the bodies of